For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Once again, your song of the day from 1970, Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sartor Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Good one, Jake. Interesting.
Just
one.
Good.
What year?
1970. Which is?
Better times. I'm a little shocked at just good one.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. I agree. I thought you might go great on that.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you've been a little off all day. You've been a little bit, I think, a little bit all day. Just a little bit of a Debbie Downer.
No way.
Yeah, you've been a little bit of that, yes.
Really?
Yeah, so we could maybe just get on board a little bit. We said you had a bowling shirt on and you got very mad. And that wasn't even being mean. It was just the shirt appears to be.
I don't think it's a bowling shirt. Have I been off?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah, so we're just concerned.
Jake?
I didn't notice it that much.
Well, we've been texting Jake back and forth ourselves.
No, you haven't.
No, we haven't.
No,
that's not true.
We're in cahoots over here.
It's a very good song. I mean, it's an example of a song I've heard 9 million times, so it doesn't have the impact on me it did when I was six.
I haven't heard it, though, for a long time. You've heard it recently?
Maybe not recently.
I have not. I've not heard that for a long time, so it really caught me. But Thank you, Jake.
Me and Bill have heard the song, I'm going to say 25,000 times.
You don't turn the station though for it, do you?
No.
Yeah, never.
And if you're walking into a bar and that's playing, you're instantly singing, you're like, all right.
Kind of freaked out.
We'll be here for a while.
You can be here for a while. You start to sing right away. Everyone knows the words.
I'd be like, why are you playing that? I mean, I in a good way. Like,
in a good
that's
way.
Interesting.
It's interesting.
Why are you playing that?
And also, I like songs that, we talk about starting fast. That song starts fast. Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Oh, yeah.
First,
right away.
You jump right.
It's about 2 seconds into the song.
You jump right into it like this is real. It doesn't ease into anything.
Nope. No
I
long
called
intro.
Up Joy to the World lyrics, and it's a religious song.
So that's the Christmas one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's Joy to the world, the Lord is.
That's the Christmas one. That's not this one.
Is that why you were confused? No. Oh, wow. It's Christmas Eve.
Let Earth receive her King.
Can you imagine all of a sudden just being at midnight mass and all of a sudden, Jeremiah was a bull.
Oh, sorry, guys. Wrong one.
Oh, sorry. Wrong one. You got the wrong Joy to the World.
There is a line in here that we need to address quickly. It's not a big deal. I did strike me really for the first time today, though. I didn't understand this line. And now I don't understand it as I read it. I'd throw away the cars and the bars and the wars, make sweet love to you. Why throw away the cars and the bars?
I don't know, but I think he was trying to say just kind of maybe disconnect maybe. Maybe it's more of a disconnect to be with his lady.
Okay.
You know, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. 8.555.
That's a proper score.
Oh, I talk about starting fast. I mean, again, Jeremiah was a bullfrog. I hadn't heard it for a while, Jake. I think it's outstanding. I mean, it's not like as good as Rick's Mountain song yesterday, but
Silver Paper.
Good one. I'm going to go 9-1-1-1-2. Incredible song. Walk up music. Better times. Three Dog Night is incredible. That's someone I talk about. Pay to see Three Dog Night, especially and their best song is what? Three Dog Night.
Joy to the World.
No, Never Been to Spain.
Oh, you like that one?
Oh, the start of that.
They have several good songs.
Yeah, they have several.
Oh, yeah,
the start of that song, they know how to start. Mm-hmm. They grab you immediately. It's not kind of going, you know what?
This song is bad. I need a 2-minute intro here.
No, it's like, boom, you're like in immediately immersed in the music. Thank you.
There's no way Ellie could give that a low score, right?
8-4.
What's 8-5. Whoa. Nothing.
Well, almost no. And your dad is not chiming in today?
Where's Derek at? Is he
What's
sleeping?
Derek doing? Derek, wake up. This is odd. I think Derek would try to chime in. What are the breakers saying?
Oh, some scores before we get to Aging Gracefully. High scores that you could probably assume. Sanderson, 8.2. Ryan in California, 7-1. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado, just a 5.6 from him in Colorado.
Interesting. Not Colorado, you expect it.
Bill and Bennett, 8.7. Sandmaster in KC, 9.96. Almost a 10 from him. We have 9.1 from Leroy. Gavin and Pender, 9.5.
Thank you, Gavin.
Fritz and Lincoln, 9.3.
Fritz.
Mike and Dalton, 8.6. Chubby Rhino, 8.9.
Get anything from Beef Taco?
Haven't seen Beef Taco yet. Vernon Dakin, 9.2.
Vern.
Nelson, Montana.
Haven't gone to YouTube yet. Barbershop versus 9.5. I don't even see the guy in Columbus. We don't yell his name unless we see him.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, it'd be impossible to yell.
I don't see he in Columbus.
Yeah.
Mothpaw says, my real name is Jeremiah, and I absolutely hate this song. Negative 10.
Because people thought he was a bullfrog? Is that why?
That's an awesome text.
That's awesome text.
I absolutely hate this song.
My name's Jeremiah, and I hate this song.
Not a bullfrog.
It's okay, yes, Jeremiah.
Not a bullfrog.
YouTube, Robert, 8.7. Bolt, 9.5. Genghis, 7.9. Better Times, he says. Yeah. Nels in Montana, 6.5.
Thank you.
Low. BWD, 6 flat. Albert, 8.9. Brad, 9.8. And Blackshirts Media says no comment on that one. No comment.
It's not controversial.
It's not a controversial.
Exactly. Let's give us a score.
Could you imagine, though, during the our growing up, Steve, if you had a friend, Jeremiah, how many times would you sing that? Jeremiah! Every time you walk through.
You guys knock it off.
Knock it off. I'm tired of that song. You'd sing it to him all the time.
God, I don't think that happened, though. I don't know that I knew a Jeremiah.
I did not know a Jeremiah either, but we would have done that.
Every
time you saw him.
What's up, bullfrog?
Our friend Trip from Computer Hardware's first name is Jeremiah. I'd like to know what he feels the same way.
Yeah.
Trip.
Oh, wait a second. Wait, say that?
Trip from Computer Hardware, his first name is Jeremiah.
If there was someone in my class I hadn't seen for 30 years, and then I saw Jeremiah, it'd be the first thing I'd do is I would sing that to him.
Bullfrog.
I would sing that right
so
to him.
So Trip's name is Jeremiah.
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It goes by Please, Trip, though.
Does he listen to the show?
He does. Good morning, Trip.
Yeah, and if you want to text in your reaction.
Yes, I'd like to know this.
Trip, does that song bother you as well, or do you accept it?
It is time for Aging Gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Tread Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires just south of Cortland on Highway 77. Sip, what is on your mind today to help people age gracefully?
Thank you to Treads. I fell into one. I mean, it was just it literally popped in. Some of this is the result of Bill ingraining the headline game in my head.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fellow that works out at Planet Fitness that drives a McLaren, and he's an older gentleman. He's a retired guy. I know he's retired because the retired guys do a lot of sitting around and talking at Planet Fitness as if it's a coffee shop.
Are they on a recumbent bike? Just sitting there and not really
just on a bench, a weight bench. It's interesting. When I retire, I'll probably do that. But anyway, fell into this one.
I want to hear this.
Yeah, we'll get to your thoughts on because you work out at a place.
Well, it's just strange the people you talk to in a gym. Because you befriend a lot of people that wouldn't be normally don't cross paths, I guess. And you cross paths with every type of person at the gym. So it's interesting who you meet.
Yeah. Did I share with you the embarrassing moment I had?
There's several Bush ones.
The person who said, I see you at Planet. This is really embarrassing. Mm. Like, I had to check myself. He said, I see you at Planet Fitness, but I've never talked to you because you always look so intense. I'm like, oh, God, that's incredibly embarrassing.
I would love to see you with an
I put my hood up usually.
Hold on, you have your hood up like you're on the elliptical?
No, I have my hood up most of the time. Yeah.
Is that a boxer thing?
Like you're Rocky here or what? Doing a Rocky workout?
No.
I would see that it's crazy strange. I mean, if I see anyone working out with their hood up, I'd be like, that's strange.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, you don't see that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you do.
No,
a little bit.
I go every day, so I don't see it.
I go to the gym. I don't see the hood up very often.
This is not aging gracefully. Here's aging gracefully. So I saw this gentleman come in, and he has a McLaren, and he's got to be in his 70s. He's driving a McLaren. I don't know if you know what McLarens are. They're defined by the when you get out of the McLaren. First of all, it's really low to the ground, so I couldn't do it because I couldn't get out and in and out of it. And he's a big guy. And the doors go up when you get – you don't open a door by pushing them out. Open a door by pushing them up. Serious car. I mean, it's a serious car. And my thought was –
it's like Back to the Future.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And my thought was, that's bold. Never too old to be bold.
You nailed
it.
Just
hit me.
You nailed it.
Bold.
In that moment, you gave yourself a headline, right?
I saw the man getting out of his car and said, ooh, that's bold.
Did you text it to yourself?
No, I didn't have to. I don't, and I don't do that. I've made it a point. I have this notebook, but late in life, I don't write much down, and I just commit everything to memory because I miss so much stuff writing stuff down. So never too old to be bold. It's partly why I wore this shirt today, but we kind of covered that in the opening segment.
Bold.
Yeah, it's a bold. It's a bold. It's
bold.
Bold
shirt.
Patino wearing a white suit
in the 70s.
Yes, in the 70s. Never too old to be bold. With white shoes, by the way. I saw the shoes the other day.
White shoes, kind of a striped red and white. It was one of the most remarkable scenes. How would you like? Like I said, I couldn't.
About that, but yeah.
I couldn't imagine just being an assistant coach and all of a sudden you're sitting in the locker room and he walks by. I'd be like. I'd do one of the, it'd be just like this. I'd be, if I was sitting by one of my best friends, it'd be a.
It's Patino.
There would not be a word said. It would just be a. Did you see that?
It is Patino.
Yeah. He's in a white suit.
Yeah.
And he weighs about what? $160?
He's thin.
Oh, yeah,
very thin.
Little guy.
Yeah.
But he can pull it off.
But
never too old to be bold. And I'm not that.
I like that.
I am not bold as Jake would hammer away at me, but it doesn't mean I can't change. I'm still got a lot of years left. I got at least 5 years to go.
Wikipedia has Patino at 6 foot 165, by the way.
Oh, 6 foot? Didn't think he was six foot.
I thought
it was shorter than that, right? Shorter?
6 foot 165?
Yep.
Man.
How about the fact they lift the coach's weight? I love that one.
How do they know?
What's Fred? Fred's very fit.
Does
it list his height and weight?
He's got to be 6'5", right?
6'4", maybe
6'5", 195.
Yeah, incredible shape.
6'5", 195. I'm going.
But I'm just amazed they list their weight.
6'5".
Nailed it.
Yeah.
His weight is
195.
I'd say about 209.
Ooh, bigger than I thought.
But
I'm not sure when the app went.
At 6'5", that's still thin. That's very thin. Pretty thin.
Oh, so yeah. Anyway, he weighed 203 when playing. So he's probably about 200 then, maybe right now.
200?
200. Looks thinner than that, though.
I just can't believe they list your weight.
Yeah, when did they weigh in?
When do they weigh in? When do they get?
We need to come over.
Hey, Rick Majerus, what are you weighing? Like that.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yes, but still, I don't
step on the scale.
I don't know if Majerus ever said that every year. Hey, listen, there's
Bielema over here.
Here's
come on, Brett.
Do I need to strip down?
All of a sudden, on media days. What about media days? Okay, now when you're done with the radio stuff, you need to go over and
you
get height
go
and weight.
Weigh yourself.
You do height and weight.
Get in your skivvies, friends.
Yeah. What if you look over there and Kirk Ferentz is in his underwear getting weighed?
Sean's weighing him.
Where's Bielema's shirt go?
Sean's,
going on?
Sean's weighing him. That would be so incredible.
Guys, we got weigh-ins after this. After your podium appearance, we need you to weigh in.
I'm going to get your height, too.
Oh, damn. Ferentz is up 9 pounds. What does that mean?
Doing their body fat.
Eating good this year, Kirk. Back to Jimmy Go.
Just in your underwear walking around.
That is Agent Grace, sponsored by Tread Central Tire Pros. When we come back, hour two, Nebraska basketball.
Taking diuretics.
One more game to go. We'll discuss it next in early break on the ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.